beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife.
On Friday, College Dale hosts its celebration ahead of Independence Day. The America 250 Faith and Family Celebration takes place from noon to 9 p.m. at the Commons at 4950 Swinyard Drive. Matthew Miller is executive director of the East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra. Nay Paris is with the ETSO. Musician Willie Kitchens is the pastor of Thorns to Crowns Ministry. Matthew, Nay, Willie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Ray. We greatly appreciate this opportunity.
Tell us more about this Faith and Family Celebration for America 250.
In College Dale, we're having the America 250 Faith and Family Celebration, and that's presented by Morning Point Senior Living. That's going to be on Friday from noon to 9, and it's going to be at the Commons in College Dale. That's in Swinyard Drive, right by City Hall. Fantastic venue for all of this, and the home of the East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra. This is an event sponsored by Morning Point Senior Living, but also made possible by the College Dale Tomorrow Foundation. So as far as like what's happening, right? We're going to have a full market starting at noon. So it'll be food trucks, there'll be games, there'll be music, a lot of fun activities for a whole family. And then at 6 p.m., we're going to have our live music beginning. So we have some amazing, amazing talent that's going to be there that evening. So starting with the King's Choir, which is a fantastic chorale that's going to be performing for us. And then they'll open up for the amazing Willie Kitchens here, Hall of Famer here.
Here, here.
And then after that, we will round it all off with the East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra, which is an all-volunteer orchestra, amazing orchestra, and a praise band that's going to finalize the evening.
Let's talk more about the music, starting with you, Willie.
Well, the music that we're going to be doing, I think it's going to be mixed with a little tradition, but also some rearranging on some of these songs, people like Andre Crouch and Israel. And then there'll be some personal things that we've taken, like we'll do something like by Jackie Wilson. And I don't know if you ever heard the song, but Take Me to the Alley. It is a beautiful song, and I think it fits this Family and Faith night very well. So I'm looking forward to it, and we're excited with the horn section, rhythm section, background vocals, and we're going to try to just tune it up.
What's it like to play out there?
I've never played in that venue. Never before. I have never played there, but I think it's going to be great. I mean, I've done a lot of outside events as well, but I'm looking forward to this.
Matthew, you're familiar with the venue.
I am. That's kind of been our home for the last, 10 plus years, ever since they constructed the Founders Hall. And to set the stage for the listeners, it's a very big warehouse, very acoustically attuned with the roll-up garage doors. So our event, the singers and the symphony will be at the back of the building pushing the sound out the front so people can be inside the building or outside the building. Hopefully we have really nice weather. But it's a beautiful space. It lends itself wonderful for these type of events. And we're excited that legendary Willie Kitchens is going to be there and help raise the proverbial roof on the building.
Talk more about what the orchestra is going to bring. Willie name-checked some songs.
It is Faith and Family, so it's going to be a lot of uplifting spiritual songs. There'll be some good old Red, White, and Blue mixed in as well. Faith, Family, and Our Freedom, we're celebrating all those aspects of the life that we all lead here in America. But the thing that really excites me is, Nay alluded to, we're going to open up with the Cumberland Presbyterian King's Choir, and then we'll hand the torch over to Willie. Willie's going to perform for approximately an hour. He's got all kinds of goodies in store. But what I'm really looking forward to is this merge where Willie, ETSO, the East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra, along with the King's Choir, are all going to collaborate. And we have some fantastic pieces picked out. It's given me chill bumps thinking about that. I think that's really, to me, that's what I'm really, really looking forward to. This marriage of all this great music, uplifting spiritual music. I'm really looking forward to it.
And we're looking at 3 hours of live music. So buckle in, find yourself a seat, bring some water because, we expect it to be probably very warm, and then open seating. So just sit wherever you'd like to, bring a lawn chair or a towel and camp out a little bit and enjoy the music.
On the eve of the 4th of July, America 250 here in this corner of Southeast Tennessee, as you have been preparing for this and others around you have been preparing for this, What have you been reflecting on when it comes to the theme of this particular celebration and America 250 overall?
Well, I think about over all of the years that we've had the opportunity to be together and divided, this will bring a bunch of the communities, hopefully, because we've been spreading it in our area that probably have never been to the Commons or in this area. So we're trying to get people to come and to put our voices together and sing a song loud and clear, as the OJs would say. So I think that's going to be very important when we bring all of these people together.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better, actually. Willie's hit it right on the head. For me, I've been involved with the symphony since its founding, so to see the symphony mature as it has over the years, to play with the level of talent that's sitting to my right, Mr. Willie Kitchens, is absolutely remarkable. We've had the great fortune to accompany Harry Connick Jr. and
Ricky Skaggs and the Kentucky Thunder.
Absolutely.
Skaggs. And we've had a lot of amazing talent.
We have. For me, it's all about celebrating the space, celebrating the diversity of America, celebrating this wonderful campus. Yeah. And to me, music, I'm a big music guy. I like all genres. So to bring all this different music together and bring it together and then marry it all and put it out to the public, that is true Americana at its finest. So I'm really excited about that.
You know, for me, it's the family and legacy aspect of the Symphony Orchestra and the Collegedale community that really speaks to me in terms of us getting ready for America 250. Yeah. One thing I like to share with everyone is that it's not just a celebration of our nation's founding 250 years ago, but also it is our 20th season in Collegedale. And so the ETSO is just so proud to come together because we are a family. We've been a family for 20 years. And just being able to play beautiful music that otherwise some people may not have ever had the experience of enjoying. And so being embedded in Collegedale, you know, is really important to me. You know, my family had its early founding in Collegedale and grew up in Collegedale. And Collegedale just speaks to the family element that the ETSO embodies. And so it just isn't so important to me that all those elements come together on one night and maybe future performances too.
When she was saying that, she was painting a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of how fortunate we are to live in this community. And that part of the community, East Chattanooga, Collegedale, Ottawa area, there's very family oriented.
Yes.
And to have the ability to all come together and share that is small town America at its finest.
The different genres, you're going to have this choral, you're going to have a symphony, you're going to have black gospel, and you're going to be feeding so many people in so many areas, especially on family and faith night. So I'm excited about that, just to hear all the things that will be brought to the table.
And for people who want to learn more about it, where can they go online?
You can find us at etsomusic.org. That's etsomusic.org. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for East Tennessee Symphony Orchestra.
And yes, just for clarity and levity, there is another ETSO out there. It's the East Texas Symphony Orchestra. So if you find yourself on that website, you might want to redirect.
Very far from Collegedale.
A little bit of a commute.
All right. Nay, Matthew, Willie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. So thanks for allowing us in.
Yeah, thank you.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.